This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores the last healthy person. And now here's Paige.
A few days ago, an environmental group announced a lawsuit to protect the endangered Southern California mountain yellow-legged frog. Yellow-legged frogs aren't the only endangered species. Some of you might be on that list. 17 years ago, Dr. Clifton Medor speculated that one day there will not be a single well or healthy person left in the United States. It won't be because of a catastrophic pandemic, but because of reclassification. Dr. Medor was observing the trend to view human problems arising from aging and the normal limitations of our body, and to redefine these into diseases to be diagnosed and treated by medical professionals. This process of redefinition is known as medicalization. Male pattern baldness, short stature, and social anxiety used to be considered a normal part of the human condition. Today, they are treated as medical abnormalities, requiring doctor visits and medication or other more involved procedures. Natural life experiences, like grieving, are also being medicalized. There is plenty of blame to go around, including our own desires to live longer, more attractive, and more indulgent lives. But another significant factor is the influence of the pharmaceutical industry on our understanding of health. Industry watchdogs are concerned over the efforts to relabel some normal conditions as medical disorders requiring treatment with drugs. I'm sure you've noticed the increase in TV commercials. While many of these drugs do treat genuine disorders, some trigger anxiety that we might have a previously unsuspected disease or syndrome. The relabeling of common human problems into medical conditions has become a popular marketing strategy for many drug companies. Relabeling helps to convince potential consumers of the seriousness of these conditions and of their legitimacy as a medical disorder. Natural shyness may be relabeled as social anxiety, with a pill to overcome introversion. New uses for existing drugs may be based on little-known diseases. Requip has been used to treat Parkinson's disease, but the manufacturer began marketing it for restless leg syndrome. There was a sudden spike in the number of people diagnosed with the syndrome, and sales of Requip boomed. Changing diagnostic criteria has moved many people into a new disease category. Changes in blood pressure guidelines created pre-hypertension, a pre-disease affecting at least 45 million American adults. Well, yes, we do want better preventative care for heart disease and stroke, but where will medicalization of everything end? Understanding the meaning of healthy and diseased is everyday bioethics. Let's not join the ranks of the worried well, alarmed over every germ, every twitch, and growing older. Healthy people should not be on the endangered species list.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.